With Professor Peter Lynam, are you there, mate?
I am here, yes, thank you.
How's things?
Well, I'm not coughing and spluttering. I am doing well.
That's good. That's good. I think most people are pretty good. I mean, it's a good time of year for us, really.
Precisely, yes. Yeah. A little bit sad that there aren't a lot more Chinese students around, but that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting sort of what you notice, isn't it, when these kind of things occur?
I think it's very significant. I mean, especially for Auckland University, the number of Chinese students is really high.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And so that must be definitely making the campus feeling a bit deserted, I'd assume.
Well,
maybe it's the library. Maybe it's the library.
Honestly, Peter, if I can be quite frank, the uni's probably worried about the money too.
Yes, your vice-chancellor has been speaking rather nervously, I thought.
Right.
Yeah, and I would think all the vice-chancellors, I mean, increasingly schools and universities have depended on international students, and I mean, there's a lot these days come from India as well,
right,
and from all around the world, but China remains a pretty important market, especially for postgrad students. But, I mean, I've been intrigued about the religious dimensions of this concern.
Yes.
Let alone the panic is fascinating. I went to the supermarket today because I just couldn't face the thought of standing in a queue over the weekend.
Yeah.
You
can't get Dettol and stuff like that.
Was that rice and toilet paper have more or less disappeared.
Also, flour apparently has disappeared.
Oh, that's true. Yes, there was a
huge... You can make water and flour. You got some stuff, man. Don't worry about that. A couple of eggs.
So that... I mean, they're obviously unpacking more or less non-stop to put it on the shelves in the Mount Albert pack and save anyway. But you can kind of follow that, especially migrants may use a lot of flour or rice, and obviously the nervousness.
Do you think migrants are taking this more seriously than people that are born in New Zealand? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes, I think that's right.
Because they're getting do you think that's because they're bypassing the news and they're sort of just talking to their friends and family overseas?
They're hearing the news from their own international sources.
Right.
And, I mean, any of the Chinese media at the moment, apart from believing that the Chinese way of communism is going to offer a better protection than any other to this, which doesn't seem to be borne out by the evidence... there's an enormous concentration of fear running through the Chinese migrant community. It's really quite sad and alarming, really, that they should feel troubled because, I mean, I don't know. I suppose it is likely that Chinese migrants are likely to mix with other Chinese migrants. And therefore, if there was somebody, although as it turned out, it was an Iranian, that brought it to New Zealand. So I suppose any migrants are going to feel nervous, and now Middle Eastern migrants are going to feel really nervous. But what I'm intrigued at is nervousness in the general community.
Yes.
And in particular, I was absolutely startled on Sunday when the vicar of the local Anglican church announced that the communion cup would not be distributed anybody.
Okay.
And that he recommended that nobody shake hands with anybody else, which is custom during the so-called peace part of the service.
Okay.
I ignored the not shaking hands because I thought this is just...
Well, it's airborne, isn't it? So, I mean...
I suppose hands could be contaminated.
Yeah, I guess, but more so than...
It seemed to me an excess of concern that is likely actually to make, especially older people, absolutely terrified.
Is this Is there a potential for a growth in online church stuff?
Well, see, this is the interesting thing, that in South Korea, all masses have been stopped for the whole country.
Okay.
So the Catholic Church has effectively put church on hold and is offering televised masses instead. Of course, you can't receive the actual sacrament of the bread in that kind of way and receive the wafer. But evidently, and I've just been reading what the Pope said, he says that you can think of yourself as in the desert, as in a place of isolation, and you can grow your spirituality as you live in the desert.
Mm.
So that's a charming thought, but I mean, again, there's a risk of creating panic rather than stopping it.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter, just on South Korea.
We've had a few paragraphs come
we've
in.
We've had a text come in. We kind of touched on this last week about the South Korean
cult. Yes, indeed. The cult group, yes.
Are you aware that that the South Koreans want to prosecute that particular church?
Yes, I am following this story quite closely because, in fact, I've had two South Korean news organizations who've come to me to hear what is the Shinjonye group like in New Zealand.
Oh wow, they've hit you up.
So increasingly in South Korea there's very, very strong fingers being pointed at this cult, and it's, well, you see, they didn't want to give their list of members to the government because in effect it's a secret organization and they want to maintain its secrecy. But it looks like now that Mr. Lee, their messiah, is going to be prosecuted for failing to comply with government instructions.
Oh, wow. So he's in...
So, I mean, yes. But you see, I mean, it's probably true that any innocent religious organization, if there's somebody who comes to church with a cough and a sputter and actually has the coronavirus, I mean, it's almost second only to an aircraft in the risk.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they hand out, perhaps you should hand out face masks. I'm not sure, but that might be quite expensive if you've got, as they have got, 200,000 members.
It is interesting, like, especially when you think about people who come to prayer in places like a few times a day, like a Muslim style.
Yes.
That is, that's, you're catching up quite a bit.
And see, I mean, in our own society, when you think about it, the major vulnerabilities would probably be public transport.
Yeah,
and I would assume that what we'll see is a huge decline in people willing, you know, to travel on public transport.
Right.
But apart from that, actually, we don't do a lot of communal things. The numbers of the pubs will go down a bit. The numbers.
Yeah, we're becoming more and more societies designed. Well, Western societies designed more and more isolated.
Precisely. Really, yeah. So strong community is actually much, much weaker in cities like Auckland than it would be in sort of country towns. But it's Auckland where the virus is most likely to be introduced. So that's where the vulnerability is. And I think that it's a kind of interesting reflection maybe on why church life, you know, has tended to be on the decline in cities, that in fact more and more isolated patterns of behavior and fears of the risk of crowds are actually quite big in general in New Zealand, and I think will increase with all this kind of fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that the fact that church attendees are probably slightly more elderly will also be paying into this as well?
Yes, of course. Because they'll be more prone to nervousness. They'll be aware that they're more vulnerable, at least from flu. I still can't quite make any sense of who has COVID-19 and who is most likely to be at risk, because there's contradictory accounts, aren't there? But I would have thought elderly people would be inclined to self-isolate quite a lot. And of course the sad fact is then they're vulnerable to other things, because they can't get out and do their shopping, they can't... You know, so they become actually at risk because of community fears. The other thing is, though, that you see in Singapore, which has been one of those places that it was through Singapore that I think the virus spread to France and to Britain.
Right.
Through one of these super carriers who attended a conference in Singapore.
Mm.
And it seems as though the circulation in Singapore has a bit to do with the mega churches.
Mm.
And all those large religious churches, those very large churches, have been required to stop holding their service, their Sunday services. I mean, this is where perhaps this is the advantage of belonging to a small church. You could sit in the corner or isolate yourself in a corner of a church. There you are. But maybe we're going to see a rise in the range of televised religion, because these days, I mean, it tends to be concentrated in the more Pentecostal end of the spectrum. I noticed Brian Tamaki was declaring over the weekend that the virus has been caused by people drinking bat's blood.
Oh, oh my goodness!
Well, it might be. He might be. He might be right.
Well, what for? Like for like an aphrodisiac type thing?
Well, I think there was a sort of suggestion that this was evil and, you know, ritual wrong. He also said that...
It's Ozzy Osbourne's fault.
Yes, well, that's right. Yeah, precisely. Precisely. Too many ridiculous movies are on the air. They've got to be stopped. They've got to be stopped. And you should be doing your bit to stop them, I think.
Yeah, I tell you what I do want. I want everyone to stop making jokes about it. Everyone seems to be making heaps of jokes about it, and it's starting to piss me off.
Well, see, I mean, I do think there's a little bit of a risk that we get so nervous and fearful that, in fact, I mean, the economy is going to be very, very severely damaged if, or, you know, effectively, people are too frightened to go to work.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, just normal pursuit of business and commerce is really critical. And some of the economists are suggesting already that we're talking ourselves into a crisis.
Right, right. It's kind of a sort of a financial crisis type thing, isn't it? Where everybody just
That is right.
Yeah, collective consciousness needs to improve, probably.
Yes, precisely. Yeah.
Okay, Peter. Well,
right.
Obviously,
there
everyone's
going
to be watching this one. We'll
anyway, you and I, we're at different ends of the spectrum in terms of the phone, so you're not going to get any disease from you.
Good-o, yep. Good-o.
But, very good.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. See you. Bye.